Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of the Amber May Show. So glad you are here. Joining me today is Peggy Starlin. She's a health journalist who wrote her first book, Investigative Alternative Remedies for Alzheimer's, which she has now updated for her third edition. And we're talking to her today because she has done a docuseries, Awakening from Alzheimer's. And I want you to get your hands on the docuseries and find out some information, what she found about reversing Alzheimer's. I know all of us has heard that that is impossible, but she has done a lot of research and she has worked with a lot of doctors who have found out different. So the link will be in the description for her breakthrough health, her brain health breakthroughs, Awakening from Alzheimer's, and the link will be in the description. So I'm really excited about this episode. So please like, share, and subscribe. If you believe in what I'm doing, please consider becoming an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is going to theambermaysha.com, hit the donate button, and donate whatever you feel you can donate. Or you could be a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermaysha.locals.com. So I'd appreciate that. Again, the links are in the description for everything we're talking about today. But hey, if there's a gift that you are looking to get that special someone, consider commandersartist.com. And when you're there, use promo code Amber and you're going to save some money at checkout. And they have some beautiful patriotic art, and I think you're going to like it. Again, the links are in the description, thecommandersartist.com. Use promo code Amber at checkout. I always add more information. Join me on Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, and Clout Hub, so find me there. Well, coming up right now is Peggy Starlin. Back, friends, to another episode of the Amber May Show. I have been looking forward to this interview because I think the topic that we're going to talk about today affects so many of us. And I want to welcome Peggy Starlin to the program. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Amber. It's a great pleasure to be here. We're going to talk about brain health, which is just about my favorite topic. There's a lot to say. And by way of introduction, I want to say I specialize in Alzheimer's and cognitive decline, and still today, 99% of neurologists have no idea that Alzheimer's is now reversible and preventable. As in the words of Dr. Dale Bredesen, who's the leading doctor in this field, Alzheimer's is now optional, and yet most specialists in this field, geriatricians, psychiatrists, neurologists have no clue. And Amber, I'd like to let you know that I've done a video series featuring interviews with 10 leading doctors and researchers in this field, including the great Dr. Dale Bredesen. And that's coming up for free viewing soon. So, and we'll hopefully you'll let your audience know with the link how they can sign up to see it for free.
Yeah, my promo codes are usually Amber May or Amber. So I will put the link in the description below. So click on the link so that you guys can get this docuseries. This is why I wanted to have her on the program. When I found this information come to my desk, I had to share it with all of my viewers. But I want to back up the story a little bit and find out a little bit more about Peggy, because you've been a health investigative reporter for some time. How did you get into that field? And then what led you into Alzheimer's?
I've been writing about health for some time. I'm a professional writer. I have had a very interesting and varied career. I've written for children's television. I'm a singer. I'm a songwriter. My work has been covered by Bette Midler. I've had a very varied career, but I'm extremely interested in health. And for the last more than a decade, I've focused on brain health. And that began when Lee Euler, who is my publisher and whom I worked with for a long time, called me up in 2011, and his mother had just passed from Alzheimer's, and it bothered him very much. as a publisher in the alternative health space, where he was always looking for possible treatments and remedies to suggest to people that their mainstream doctors may not be aware of. And it bothered him. Well, wait a second. Isn't there anything to help people with Alzheimer's? Because the standard response, and unfortunately it isn't really different now, was go home, get your affairs in order, and here's a prescription drug, you know, something like Aricept. It doesn't do much, but maybe it'll help you a little bit for a little while. And that's it. Goodbye, you know? Mm-hmm. And he said, we got to do better. You know, is there anything we can do? Can you write a book about remedies for this? So I looked into it. And to my shock, to my surprise, I knew nothing about the subject. There was so much. I felt like Columbus discovering a new world. And in 2012, let's see, is this going to be backwards? No, it's
no. Good. Yeah.
Okay, so this book was, Lee published this book, Awakening from Alzheimer's. What I'm holding up now is actually the third edition. I've updated it twice because it's so much in demand. And if you do watch the video series and you decide, which you can watch for free, but if you decide to buy the series, you will get this book.
So if you buy it, and you use promo code, will my promo code work for that?
I can't answer promo code questions, but we'll have you work that out. And here you'll get the transcripts of all these brilliant interviewers. Here's Dr. Dale Bredesen, whom I've mentioned. So this book, Awakening from Alzheimer's, was really the first book I'm aware of to gather alternative remedies. And I'm not a doctor, so I didn't say, oh, I'm telling you to do
it.
What I did was I found doctors, I researched it, and I found doctors who were treating people and getting good results, and I called them up and I interviewed them.
That is so cool.
You know. And then I looked into more of what they were telling me, for instance, and I do see an analogy with COVID in a lot of this, in that there's what the mainstream media and establishment was telling you to do. If you remember, the party line for COVID was go home. There's nothing to be done. Wait till you feel like you're dying and then go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And that's essentially what was being said with Alzheimer's. And yes. In neither case was it true. If you investigated what other doctors were doing, how they were treating things successfully. And so it turns out that there is a world of things that we can do. And since this book was published in 2012, the proof has just expanded and expanded. And there are now hundreds of doctors all around the country who have been trained by Dr. Dale Bredesen and are using his method every day, treating patients, seeing the results. And take a walk out on the street. You may be walking past an Alzheimer's survivor.
Wow.
And absolutely no idea. Because just like there are cancer survivors among us, there are Alzheimer's survivors among us. I have met patient zero, the very first patient that Dr. Bredesen treated in 2012. She had been diagnosed by the Mayo Clinic with Alzheimer's, and she told a friend, I'm going to kill myself because I saw what my mother lived through with Alzheimer's, and there is a genetic component to Alzheimer's, which we can talk about. I don't want to live through that again. And I'm just going to, when it starts to get bad, I'm going to kill myself. Mm-hmm. And her friend, who was active in healthcare, knew about the work of Dr. Bredesen, who had only been treating mice. He hadn't been treating people. He had just been turned down from a big grant for treating people. But the friend knew about it. And she said, why don't you contact Dr. Bredesen? So she did. And the rest is history. I had lunch with her last December, and she was absolutely as sharp as you or I. And she was now working as a health coach for Dr. Bredesen.
Wow.
I'm not going to say her name because she's not ready to publicly disclose it. But the point is, call up your neurologist, call up 100 neurologists. 99 are going to tell you that what I just said is impossible, and they're going to be completely unaware of it. Or if they hear of it, they're going to completely denigrate it and say, well, that, you know, I don't believe that. It's not possible.
Right.
So it's old-fashioned thinking to say that there's nothing you can do to prevent cognitive decline, that we don't know what causes it and we don't know how to reverse it. That is completely out of date.
I wish I would have found you a few years ago, because my husband's grandmother died of dementia. And it was what my former boss said, the long goodbye, you know, because his mother died of Alzheimer's, and it was just that long goodbye. And it's really heartbreaking to see your loved ones not be able to know where they're at anymore, know who you are, be able to make sentences. It's the saddest decline watching that. And so when I saw your information come up, I had to get you on the show, because so many of us have felt the effects of either Alzheimer's or dementia. And if there's a way we can help our loved ones, then we are all for that. I'm excited about that. So I'd love to talk to you about what did you say? We can explore more of that. Is it what causes it, or the decline?
Yeah, absolutely. We can cause. Okay. So the first thing you should know is if you, or we could be talking about you, your husband, your mother, your grandmother, grandfather, etc. If somebody is not as sharp as they used to be, and you're starting to see evidence of cognitive decline, and you take them to a doctor and the doctor says, that's aging. That is not aging. Something is going on. There are reasons for it. And a trained doctor can find those reasons and start working with you to reverse them. But right off, we can talk about what some of those reasons are. Let's begin with where most doctors would probably begin, which is with food. You are what you eat, you know. And Amber, any reactions to what I'm saying about that, starting with food? Do you have
no, you're right. That? I mean, what I could tell you about food is we are being poisoned by glyphosate. Glyphosate's in Roundup. I mean, they want to, I don't know if you were going to go with this, and there's a lot of attacks on the food industry going in. I don't know if that has a factor, but I was going to guess that at least glyphosate would be a factor in our brain health if we're consuming a poison.
Well, that is one, you know, there are different causes of Alzheimer's. This is one of Dr. Bredesen's key insights. And there are multiple factors. It's not hardly ever the case that it's just one thing. It's usually multiple things. And you are discussing their toxins, right? When you're bringing up glyphosate, and there are so many toxins around us. There's these chemicals in our food, right? There's chemicals in the products that we use, and there's pollution in the air and in the water and everywhere else. And all of these impact our brain. They enter our bloodstream, they travel up to our brain. And the response of the brain is to make a plaque called amyloid plaque. Have you heard of that, Amber? Mm-hmm. Is that ringing? If you look it up, or if you ask a doctor, they'll say, what is Alzheimer's, right? What is it? And they'll say, well, it's a disease of the brain characterized by amyloid plaque. That would be the answer. Amyloid plaque is a sticky protein. And they'll say, well, and so we're going to reverse amyloid plaque by coming up with a prescription drug that's going to remove it from the brain. So that's the reason. It's caused by amyloid plaque, and we're going to cure it by getting rid of the plaque. Hold on. Your body never does anything without a reason. Nothing is going on randomly there. We have this exquisitely designed instrument that is our body, our precious gift to us from God, in my opinion. Nothing is happening randomly. There's a reason that your brain is making amyloid. And in the case of what you just mentioned, glyphosate, and that can stand for a whole world of toxins, including biological toxins, mm-hmm. like, for instance, if you have poor gum health, you know, if there's bacteria in your mouth that are traveling up into your brain, or if you've got ongoing sinus infections, if you're exposed to mold, that turns out to be a huge factor.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin, set up your telemed appointment, and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AMBERMAY, one word, and that will help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children, so one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender, I put a pill in there, I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the COVID bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your COVID bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AMBERMAY, and save some money.
Hey, this is Jeff Dornick, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
I'm excited to announce that we're bringing back our best offer ever on our original My Slippers. You save $90 a pair with your promo code. And now My Slippers come in even more sizes. Smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new styles and colors. Get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help relieve stress on your feet. I'm so confident that you and everyone you know are going to love My Slippers that I'm extending my 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024, making them the best Christmas gifts ever. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90. That's only $49.98 a pair. Quantities won't last long, so please order now.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
So if you're exposed to toxin, your brain makes this amyloid plaque to protect the brain cells, to try to trap it on the exterior of the brain and not let these toxins penetrate into the cells. The problem is that, of course, the amyloid itself becomes a problem, but it's a protective measure. And if you start getting rid of those toxins, things may start to get better for you. Does that make sense?
Totally. Yeah.
So you mentioned, so we kind of veered off a little. We were talking about food, and that led mm-hmm. to kind of, you know, allied topic, which is toxins in general, and our food supply these days is so toxic. But people are also very misinformed, unfortunately, about what they're supposed to eat. First of all, people True. Are eating, let's just begin with processed food.
Processed foods. Yep. Mm-hmm.
What's your take, Amber, on processed foods?
I think they're terrible for us. If you look at, if you go down the aisles, I have noticed this on almost anything that's boxed. It says, this contains bioengineered food ingredients. I'm sorry, but I don't want bioengineered food ingredients. I want real stuff. I don't want it made up in a lab. I don't know what they put in it. I don't know what that bioengineered food ingredient exactly means. I want stuff that is created naturally. And so the best place to go when you're shopping is on the perimeter of the store, because then you're not going to have all this supposed bioengineered food ingredients. I mean, yes, there is some, like if you have a seedless watermelon, of course, that's, you know, engineered to provide no seeds. But by and large, at least you're eating natural foods with the fruits and vegetables and then your meats versus prepackaged food that's really ends up being sugar in your body.
Well, I agree with everything you said, and it's a challenge to eat healthy. It really is. And then there's the fact that people do not know what to eat. Okay. They've been told we've got the food pyramid, which has done a lot of harm.
Yes.
And people feel that they need to have low fat and lots of carbs. And that is a recipe, unfortunately, for Alzheimer's. That's that you eat that way. And we're not even talking about the fact that you're eating most of your food out of a bag or a box filled with chemicals, with the terrible trans fat sludges, you know, and these seed oils, etc. But just a high carb, low fat diet, which is what the government has pushed for decades, is and which tends to be filled with sugars, because when the companies take out the fats, it doesn't taste good anymore because we need fats. And so they put it with sugar. Unfortunately, people are eating this way and they're giving themselves Alzheimer's. So the first thing that a doctor who has a real understanding of how to eat in a brain healthy way would be to tell you to eat whole foods, not processed foods, to eat low carb. You know, skip the breads and the muffins and the cakes and the breakfast cereal and the crackers, and skip all then the pasta, skip all that stuff and focus on, you want to get good protein and you want to get healthy fats, and you want to get lots of phytonutrients, you know, nutrients
from plants.
And that's what you want. And you want to make sure the beginning place is the fats. You can't, your brain can't survive without fat, contrary to what we've been told. So what are some healthy fats?
Avocados.
Avocados are fabulous, and so is avocado oil. And you can cook with avocado oil. Avocados, the SMASH fish. Ever hear that acronym, SMASH? Sardines, mackerel, anchovies, salmon, and herring. All high in the omega-3s. Olive oil, of course.
Olive oil, yes. I love olive oil.
Quality that you can, because unfortunately there's a lot of fraud going on with olive oil, that it's being sold as extra virgin, it's being sold as cold pressed, etc., and it isn't. And so, you know, to do your due, to pay the extra if you can for an olive oil that actually is what it says it is on the label. You know, grass-fed, you know, butter from grass-fed cows.
Yeah, real butter, like not margarine, real butter.
Margarine is the trans fat sludge that unfortunately is going to mess you up. So coconut oil. Here, coconut, I'm drinking your coconut water. Coconut oil, when I first started researching this, back in 2011, I discovered Dr. Mary Newport, a neonatologist in Florida, whose beloved husband, Steve, was quite severely gone with early onset, just in his 50s. And from her research, she heard about medium chain triglycerides, MCT. And some of your audience may be familiar with MCT oil.
Yes, MCT.
Right. That's an extract from coconut.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
And so she said, I know about this as a doctor. I know it's MCTs are in, because we used to feed in the neonatology unit, in the preemie unit, in the ICU unit where she worked. We used to give babies MCT. Well, because it absorbs so quickly and easily into these preemies. She said, I'm going to go out, get my husband coconut oil. And she gave him a teaspoon. And he later said it was like a light bulb went off in his head. Because, and let me explain why. Because pretty much every doctor here that you're going to watch.
And I love that, because this is the docuseries that you created, a docuseries. And the link is going to be in the description for Brain Health Breakthroughs. And when you use the promo code, it's either going to be Amber or Amber May. You're going to get some added bonuses there. But Brain Health Breakthroughs, the Awakening series from Alzheimer's, I am so excited about this because you're providing so much good information. And none of us want to see our loved ones decline. So I'm excited to hear about what you're going to tell me about this MCT and coconut oil.
Yeah.
It helps the brain.
Exactly. Exactly. And I, you know, I actually put coconut oil in my coffee in the morning, you know.
Oh, I've heard that. Yeah. Like a bullet coffee type thing.
Yeah. Bulletproof coffee. He's Dave Asprey, super into this. The doctors that are doing this kind of work will recommend or may even insist on a ketogenic diet. And I'll go into what that is. But Dr. Heather Sanderson, who's right here, who's one of the leading people in this field, says, if you're not willing to try a ketogenic diet, I'm not willing to work with you. It's that important. And so let me ask you, Amber, does that even mean anything to you?
Yes.
Okay. So how do you understand that?
How I understand is when you're in ketosis, your body is going to first eat up all the bad fats that are stored up in your body so that you can have lean muscle and low fat in your body. And you're going to eat more high fat foods like bacon, things like that, that have high fat, and you're going to have a low carb. So instead of corn for a vegetable, you'd have like broccoli or Brussels sprouts. So you're going to have a low glycemic index type diet. So you're not buying. So like for fruits, you'd go more like strawberries and something like a pineapple. That's my understanding of ketosis and ketogenic diet.
Okay, that was nice. Let me explain it to you from a brain point of view.
Right.
our bodies have two fuels that they can run on, glucose or ketones. And let's just talk about the brain for a minute. What is the brain? The brain is 3 pounds miracle sitting between your ears. And it's the most energy hungry part of your body. It's got 1 quadrillion connections in there. Can you imagine that in this little 3 pound thing? It's a total miracle. A quadrillion connections. That takes a lot of energy. So your brain is about 2% of your body weight and represents 20% of its energy needs. So everything that we're going to talk about is under this category of your brain is hungry for energy. You have to keep fueling it every single second. And normally when you eat an American kind of diet, heavy in carbs, you're making glucose and you're feeding your brain glucose. The problem is, an Alzheimer's brain becomes unable to absorb glucose. And this happens younger and younger as we're eating this diet heavy in sugar and heavy in carbs. We're just overloading our bodies with insulin. And insulin is needed to let the glucose into the cells, and the brain just can't handle it anymore. It's too much. It starts developing insulin resistance, and therefore, it's shutting out the glucose, and your brain begins to die because the fuel isn't getting in.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now, I'm going to take a quick break.
Hey friends, I want to tell you what I recently did. I broke away from the big three. I was tired of the woke mogul, and I wanted to go to a Christian conservative company that I could trust that support the organizations that I value, and that is Patriot Mobile.
So when you go to patriotmobile.com/Amber, you are going to get free activation. It is super easy to get started to switch from the big three to Patriot Mobile. They'll walk you step by step. It is not difficult at all. And I've had tremendous service since I made the switch. So I recommend if you want to vote with your wallet and support a company that supports your values, go to patriotmobile.com/Amber and save on a free activation. So that's patriotmobile.com/Amber. Now the links are in the description below or on my website at theambermayshow.com/promo. So check that out. So it's time to vote with our wallet, ditch the woke mobile, and go to a Christian conservative mobile. And that is patriotmobile.com/Amber.
Hey there, I'm Darren.
And I'm Randy.
We're from Patriots with Grit, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Check it out.
In the early 1900s, like 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, WealthManagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like them to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you. You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
So you don't have a brain cell problem. You have a fuel problem. It's the lack of fuel that's killing your brain. And in fact, the amyloid plaque that we talked about, why is the plaque there in this case? It's there because the brain says, I don't know what to do. I've got a quadrillion connections here. I need all this energy. You're eating cupcakes all day. I don't have energy to do this. So I'm going to start shutting parts of the brain down so that I'm going to shut down what your cousin's name is. I'm going to shut down what you had for lunch. I'm going to shut down how you get home from the supermarket. I don't have the energy to run those cells anymore. That's what's going down. It's your brain is downsizing because it's not getting fuel. Is that clear? Do you want to ask me anything about that?
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Fortunately, God in his majesty gave us an alternative fuel. Once we've messed up our brain that much with eating cupcakes all day. And that fuel is ketones. And ketones, they don't need anything. The glucose needs the insulin to penetrate the blood-brain barrier. Ketones don't. You just, you have some coconut oil, boom. A few minutes later, there it is. It's entered into your brain. Boom. There's just like a chip, those brain cells suck up those ketones.
Wow.
Now, if you're starving, if you don't eat, your brain, your body starts to break down the fat that you have and create ketones from it. And so, and this is something that our body does to protect us. And so what we can do, and there's different schools of thoughts, and you could look this up, read about it, educate yourself. Even if you're really interested, you can consult a dietitian specializing in ketosis. But the essence of it is that you can provide the ketones to yourself from an outside source, which is, like we said, coconut oil, MCT oil. There are some companies now make supplements and kind of keep that going, just that absorbs immediately. But you can also do it through what you eat. And if that's what we were talking about, about you, low carb, because once you start eating carbs, your body's going to make glucose. Mm-hmm. You don't want the glucose. Your body, we want your body to say, I need to make ketones here, and mm-hmm. start giving it that healthy fat, the protein. That's what it needs. You cannot survive without fat. You cannot survive without protein. You can survive quite well without carbs. And so you want to eat in a way to encourage your body to do that. Another element of this is either time-restricted eating or intermittent fasting. Does this sound familiar, Amber? Mm-hmm. So what have you heard about that?
Like some of my friends that do the intermittent fasting, they stop eating at a certain time of day and they don't eat anymore until the next day. That's what I know about it.
That is super important, probably for all of us, and extra important for Alzheimer's patients, for people interested in optimizing their brain. And most people who become aware of this live this way, and it isn't hard. And it just, let's make it the simplest possible way. You want to take care of your brain. Mm-hmm. Don't eat 3 hours before bedtime. Let's say, what time do you go to bed, Amber?
10 o'clock.
Okay, 7 o'clock, that's it. Okay, no more food for you. You can have water, you know, you can have tea, but you can't, I don't want to say you can't, but you shouldn't.
And right.
Okay, what's your reaction to that? Do you have a sense of why that's important?
You know what? I don't really know the fundamentals of intermittent fasting and how that helps. So I'd love to hear from you. I know a lot of people do it. I just don't know the fundamentals about
it. Okay. So let's talk about this front end part of why do you stop 3 hours before bedtime? And then we'll pick it up the next morning. You stop 3 hours before bedtime because you need to get into the deepest possible sleep. You cannot have a healthy brain if you're not getting adequate amounts, let's say 7-8 hours of deep sleep, of going through all four stages of sleep. It's a rotating series of cycles. And you need to get into all of them, including into the deepest stage of sleep. What happens in the deepest stage of sleep?
Repairing.
Your body, that's when your brain cells kind of squish, they shrink, because they're squishing and they're evicting the toxins. There goes the glyphosate that you accidentally let slip through in what you ate that day. That's when the brain is going to kick it out and emit it. You'll emit it through your urine. And so that's when the body cleans out the toxins from the cells. That's when the body goes into autophagy, which is when it destroys the weak, sickly, like cancerous cell, you know, anything like that. That's when it gets rid of the losers and kind of, you know, does house cleaning. And that's when the neurotransmitters are made. The chemical messengers in the brain, like serotonin and dopamine, GABA, and these kind of things are made during this deep stage of sleep. So what does that have to do with not eating 3 hours before bedtime? If you're eating, you're telling your body, you have a huge amount of work to do now. You have to digest. Digesting mm-hmm. is a gigantically complex process. And so you're doing two contradictory things. You're telling your body it's time to sleep. I'm shutting off the light. I'm pulling up the blankies. I'm getting cozy. Shut down, go to sleep. On the other hand, stay very busy digesting this ice cream I just ate. It can't do both at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you're not going to get into that deep sleep till maybe way later in the night. And maybe it might cut that short so that it's not fully repairing. Is that what I'm hearing you
That's
say?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Each stage of sleep has its own mission. You know, that there's certain physical tasks which the body is doing during it. You need each stage. And so to really let that happen, you need to go to bed fully prepared to have your body do these housekeeping tasks and not have to digest. It's actually an extremely active phase for your body when you're sleeping. One of the most, is as active as being awake, because it's housekeeping and it's making these neurotransmitters, which are made in the gut. It's your immune system. All the stuff is going on. Mm-hmm. Now, I usually do not eat until I'm hungry, which is usually 11 o'clock at the earliest. And when I first heard this from Dr. David Perlmutter, where is he? I love Dr. Perlmutter. Here he is. Dr. David Perlmutter, whom you might be familiar with, who's just one of the great communicators about brain health. When he first told me years ago, because this is my third series, I've done two previous series, and all these times I've interviewed Dr. Bredesen and Dr. Perlmutter and followed the development of their ideas. Dr. Perlmutter told me that he doesn't have breakfast. And, you know, he waits till 11 o'clock or noon or 1 o'clock. And I said to him, I get hungry just listening to you say that.
Yeah.
But in fact, I mean, I haven't eaten today, as an example. I'm just used to it. Now, why are you doing that? Because the longer you go without doing it, you're setting up a state of fasting in your body, wherein your body says, I don't know when food is coming. Let me start breaking down fat, which happens to be very nice if you feel like you could benefit from losing a little weight. It breaks down fat. And it says, let me break down the fat I already have, make some ketones, and start fueling up that way. And so that you're just naturally encouraging your body to make ketones. And so a ketogenic diet is really key to brain health. And what you want here, Dr. Sanderson has actually started the first residential facility ever for Alzheimer's patients to live in for 6 months to a year and recover and go home and be restored to independent living.
I love that idea, because when I saw Philip's grandmother decline, it was so sad. It was so sad to the point she even couldn't even speak. She couldn't even talk. It didn't make sense what she was saying. And she completely became nonverbal at a certain point. And she forgot how to feed herself. She forgot how to do all the things. And to hear that this is possible is so amazing that people can recover from this. That's why I want people to grab your docuseries. It's Brain Health, The Breakthroughs Awakening from Alzheimer's. And again, the links are in the description. Because I think this is really great information that nobody knows. And now we can maybe begin to teach our own doctors, because you're right.
Yes.
I don't think by and large the doctors know about this.
I am hoping, you know, I've been doing this work. This is, as I said, my book was published, 11 years ago at this point. And what we need is a grassroots revolution where we go to our doctors and say, how come you don't know this? How come I'm educating you about this? Mm-hmm. We have to educate our own.
I will say this. I'm not sure how you stand on vaccines in general. I'm not talking COVID. I'm talking about vaccines in general, but I have changed my viewpoint on it. I've done some research. I've changed the way I see things. And what the doctors don't know some of this information that I have learned. And so it's up to me as the patient now to be like, well, did you look at the study? It's only done 5 days of study. It didn't check to see if it causes cancer, mutagenesis, or infertility. Did you know that most vaccines are not double blind placebo trials? 76% of them don't have placebo trials. Did you know that? Did you know that, you know, they use aborted fetal cells? So there's so many things that I didn't know before. And this is another thing that we could do, because I don't think doctors know. Because what I know from doctors is they're so busy taking care of people all day. By the time it's the end of the day, their brain is fried. They're not going to go look at research papers. They're tired. They're done. I get it. And so probably they're not going to look at this for research, you know, on their own. So if we could bring it up to their attention.
Call them, they are resistant to it because this is, and I'd like to go back to, you know, to your comments. I'd like to talk about the FDA in relationship to Alzheimer's, but I just want to say at Marama, where the residence that Dr. Sanderson created in the San Diego area to restore Alzheimer's patients to independent living, what she aims for and what these doctors pretty much agree we should all aim for is we want to be metabolically flexible. That means we want our body to be able to utilize glucose and to make that as a fuel and to have our brain be in a good, healthy state where we can absorb the glucose. And then we want to be able to make ketones and be in a state of ketosis if that is what our body needs. And so at Marama, her residence, of course, all the diet is designed. Everything's very specific there. The residents are in ketosis 5 days a week. And 2 days a week, they are using glucose as
fuel. Wow, I think that's amazing. That is so great.
So that's where. So you know, we've talked about two important factors, which is your sleep and your food for brain health. And another point, we talked about going back to sleep. We talked about the importance of not eating too soon to bedtime because that your body will be in digestive mode. But other important things are if you have sleep apnea, please get it attended to. You cannot have a healthy brain with sleep apnea. Why? Because sleep apnea by definition is waking you up every few minutes, and therefore you are never getting into the deepest stages of sleep. Never. And it is very corrosive to your brain and not just your brain. And by the way, your brain is command and control of everything. So if your brain isn't working, other things are going to stop working too. Doesn't that make sense?
Yep, totally.
So you had mentioned, you had brought up the vaccine. I'd like to talk about the FDA. I mentioned that the conventional understanding is Alzheimer's is a disease caused by amyloid plaque. It's actually characterized, if you were to do an autopsy, there would be two characteristics, the plaque and then neurofibrillary tangles, the neurons themselves would be all messed up and tangled together. And what pharmaceutical companies have been doing for decades is saying, we're going to reverse it by clearing away the plaque. As I mentioned, that turned out to be a mistaken idea because the plaque is there as a protective device. So in fact, they would come up with some drug and we'd enormous breakthrough. They found that it was fantastic. They succeeded in clearing amyloid plaque. Unfortunately, you would read a year later, unfortunately it failed with people. The people got worse. Why did it get worse? Because you were clearing away this plaque that was there as a protective device and not dealing with a root cause, which may have been that the people were living in a moldy house.
Okay. Yes.
All right. This went on for decades. In fact, a researcher at the University of Pittsburgh, Dr. Carl Harrop, wrote a book called How Not to Study a Disease, The Story of Alzheimer's. It's, you know, just because it was just every single time that was the only approach. We found a new way to clear amyloid. This will work. It never did. And so they spent billions of dollars. They wasted decades there was fraud going into. The president of Stanford is an Alzheimer's specialist, was forced to resign this year for outright fraud.
That doesn't surprise me.
Outright fraudulent images, manipulating images in his Alzheimer's studies. There's been a lot of this. And the whole field has been very, it has not covered itself in glory. Now we get, you mentioned the vaccines. So I just want to bring up the FDA. In my opinion, this is what it looks like. The FDA, after years and years and years of wanting to approve a drug for Alzheimer's and nothing working, finally about a year ago said, the heck with it. We're just going to start approving drugs anyway. We're just going to approve them. So three drugs have now been approved for Alzheimer's. None of them work. They're all extremely expensive, and they massively increase your risk of death from a brain bleed, for a stroke. And I'm going to give you the name of them.
I know Vivek Ramaswamy, the guy who's running for president. He was in charge. He had a pharmaceutical company, and he knew that his drug for Alzheimer's didn't work. Yet he still took it to, you know, the stock market, because they were pending a human trial, even though he knew it wasn't going to work. So when he finally had to do the human study, a lot of people lost a lot of money because of his company, because he put a fraudulent drug to market when he knew it wasn't going to work. So when they did the human trial and finally it came out in the public, all those investors lost a lot of money in his company.
Well, you know, you raise the topic of money. It's just a huge, huge incentivizing factor and things that happen. If a drug is approved, then a lot of people are going to get very wealthy. And if, on the other hand, if you go to the health food store and buy a good brand of coconut oil, who's going to get wealthy?
Nobody.
If you start, you know, eating in a ketogenic diet, improving your sleep hygiene, taking some supplements that are helpful that we can discuss. Oh, by the way, I should mention, in terms of diet, fermented food can be a very helpful addition to your diet, because that is that increases the diversity in the microbiome.
Interesting.
And so that is another key factor for trying to have a healthy gut, healthy brain, and create fuel. But the FDA has now approved, I'm giving you, I think, the brand names. Aduhelm, this is all within the last year or so, after decades of nothing, right? Aduhelm, which works.
Quote, in quotes.
By removing amyloid plaque.
Oh, yay.
Leqembi, which works by reducing amyloid plaque. And the latest one, which I don't even remember, it probably does it too, but I have to say this makes me a little bit sick. This one is called Rexulti.
Oh, Rexulti, yes. Okay. It's always on TV all the time.
Is it?
Yes.
Yep. Oh my God. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that.
Like every other commercial is Rexulti.
Okay. Yeah. Oh my God, I didn't even know that, because I don't watch TV. It's so awful. This is the first
talk to your doctor about giving you Rexulti.
Oh yes, my God. And for my understanding, it's the first drug for psychotic behavior of Alzheimer's patients. It increases your risk of death 4 times. Brain bleeds, strokes. So it's like the FDA has just said, doctors are asking, patients want, there's a huge market to fill. We give up trying to actually do it in a way that benefits people. Let's just start approving drugs.
The sad thing is, because of the 1986 Vaccine Act, they don't have to have very long length of time before the vaccines go to market. on the drug side, they have to have a few years before that happens. But either way, what I'm hearing, it doesn't mean that either product is any good. And that is so sad because a lot of people, including physicians, they have put a lot of trust in these regulatory agencies. And now we are finding out they don't have our best interest at heart. It's about making money. At the end of the day, it's about making money.
Well, there's a lot of money to be made. It's like the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow to make an Alzheimer's drug that actually works. And as Dr. Bredesen and other doctors say, there may be a use for some of these drugs if you do the other things first. Is your brain making this plaque because of toxic exposure? Let's give an example, mold. I've mentioned it several times because it did turn out to be a surprisingly large factor. And one thing we should mention about this, one thing to know in general, is Alzheimer's is a very, very slow decline. Mm-hmm. And it's manifesting earlier and earlier now because people are not as healthy as they used to be. And all you have to do is take a walk around and look and see what people look like. People are not as healthy. They're overweight. They're obese. They have diabetes or mm-hmm. pre-diabetic. All of those set you up usually at risk for Alzheimer's. So you can see 20 or 30 years before Alzheimer's and brain imagery, you can see it starting to manifest. And at this point, because it's manifesting earlier, you can see it starting to happen in brains in their 20s or 30s. And so it manifests, as you saw with your husband's grandmother, slow. If there's a sudden decline, if somebody cognitively falls off a cliff very abruptly, something else is going on.
Correct.
And you should know that. And it's probably exposure to a toxin. Right?
I agree with that.
That is the most likely thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're getting to, we don't have a lot of time left, right?
Right, yeah. That's why I want everyone to go and get your docuseries because you get so much more information. And it's Brain Health Breakthroughs, Awakening from Alzheimer's. Again, the link is in the description. I want you to pick it up because this docuseries is going to give so much great information from so many doctors. Years of research have gone into it. And if we can help our loved ones avoid the mental decline, like if I had Alzheimer's, I'd want someone to do this for me. Get this information, help me figure out how I can reverse the disease. So thank you so much, Peggy, for your years of investigative journalism into medicine and coming up with this series, because this could really transform so many families across America.
Thank you, Amber, so much. I appreciate the invitation to speak to your audience, and I wish everybody wonderful brain health, clear thinking.
Me too. Well, you take care, Peggy. Thank you for coming on.
I appreciate it. Listen, Amber, make sure you get that link. Do you know who to reach out?
Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.